Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, look for increasing cloud cover with high temperatures working up into the upper part of the 80s. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies will drop back to a low of 62. For Tuesday, abundant sunshine working up to a high of 86. And for Wednesday, still lots of sunshine, highs reach 90. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now it's 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Shawnee County law enforcement authorities are investigating a Kansas man after an altercation after a vehicle crash. It happened just after 6:30 on Thursday night. Police responded at 1819 Northeast Burgess Court in Topeka on a possible hostage situation. That's according to Lieutenant Manuel Munoz. While en route to the call, officers were advised that a mobile home trailer at the address had been struck by a vehicle. As a result of the investigation, police arrested Jaden Robert Evans, 20, of Topeka, and transported him to the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. According to the Lyon County Sheriff's Office, shortly after 12:45 a.m. Sunday morning, Blaine McComsey of Hartford, Kansas, was carrying his fishing gear and a .22 caliber handgun down an embankment near the Neosho River just south of Emporia when he was startled by a dangerous animal. Officials say McComsey fell while attempting to back away from the animal, which caused the firearm to discharge and hit him in the lower leg. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has arrested 36-year-old Deputy Ryan Davis in Greensburg, Kansas. They say that on Friday, July 8th, around 1:45 p.m., agents did arrest Davis. Davis voluntarily surrendered himself at the Kiowa County Sheriff's Office. He was arrested for aggravated endangering a child and two counts of domestic battery. On August 30th of last year, the Kiowa County Sheriff's Office requested the KBI investigate allegations of domestic violence and child abuse. Davis is a part-time deputy for the Kiowa County Sheriff's Office and a full-time deputy for the Ford County Sheriff's Office. Davis was booked into Kiowa County Jail and the investigation is ongoing. Anyone interested in voting in the Kansas primary on August 2nd must register to vote, and that deadline to do so is tomorrow. Kansas residents can check their voter registration status or register to vote through this website, myvoteinfo.voteks.org. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A Friday afternoon shooting left one person seriously injured in Omaha. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says reported gunfire was a result of a feud between neighbors. The shooting happened shortly after 3:30 p.m. Friday near Kimberly Lane. The suspect, identified as 79-year-old James Meth, allegedly confronted his neighbor about a missing welding jacket. He allegedly approached the neighbor while armed with a revolver. Officials say the confrontation grew violent and Meth fired his gun at the victim, shooting him in the stomach. The 66-year-old victim did call 911 and was sent to the hospital. Meth was transported to the sheriff's office. Carney played backdrop to the Nebraska Republican Party State Convention on Saturday. The biggest news coming out of that convention is chairman of the Nebraska Republican Party, Dan Welch, is out of party leadership. Welch has been chair of the state party since March of 2015. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Financing options for a new county jail were discussed at the Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week. They're to meet this week with a bond company and tax counsel. Paperwork for rural development financing is overwhelming and may not be a best option. The construction manager also expressed concern with equipment cost increases if federal funds required only American-made components. The capital improvement, bond, and interest funds could be utilized with some American Rescue Plan proceeds. That could leave some $5 million remaining to be financed, and a 15-year term with early payoff option was mentioned. Consideration of a leasehold arrangement was also presented and may serve as the best option. It was also noted during discussion that adjusters have not returned with damage totals to the Marshall County Health Department building, so the status of that project is yet to be determined. Commissioners did note they do not expect to increase the mill levy for construction costs for a new jail. A metal building located at the property for the jail site was declared surplus property and will be offered for sale by sealed bids accepted through July 25th for its removal. Marshall County Commissioners agreed to meet July 18th at the county fair, with the department head meeting postponed until July 25th. Marshall County Emergency Management met last week with first responders, local law enforcement, health care, and media to review response to high wind event and tornado earlier in June. As a result of a June 11th storm which cut through the county north to south, it was reported that 798 buildings suffered damage, with 55, mostly farm and outbuildings, totally destroyed. Tree damage was extensive throughout much of the county. Communication was cited as the greatest challenge, with multiple bands used for two-way and department communications, and owing to limitations or outages of cell service at times, and compounded by extended power outages affecting a wide area. Response times for emergency vehicles could have been limited by the number of trees blocking many streets and some highways. The impact of volunteers and community resources in cleanup and recovery were noted, with no injuries sustained as a result of the storms. The follow-up meeting was called to better prepare for future events and emergencies. Ideas were shared as to alternative means of communicating messages to the public if traditional options were affected, and central points for gathering or providing for public services such as oxygen recharge, etc., were discussed. Washington County Appraiser advised county commissioners last week's meeting that personal property valuations rose significantly, nearly 29%, due to dramatic increases in the resource guide for determining market value. Personal property includes heavy-tagged trucks, boats, trailers, golf carts, and the like. It was also noted that the office will not be taxing side-by-sides this year until a better method of identifying those actually used for farm purposes can be established. Total personal property valuations in Washington County topping $3 million, an increase of some $779,000. Nemaha County Commissioners did not meet last week. Marysville Police Department is seeking public input regarding policy and procedures, management, operations, and support services as part of the CALEA accreditation. A public comment session is planned Monday, July 11th, beginning at 5 p.m. at the police department. For those unable to attend, a call-in window has been established and will be Tuesday, July 12th, from 2 to 4, by calling 785-619-6651. A copy of the standards is available from Police Chief Matt Simpson of the local department. Written comments may also be provided as part of a Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement review process. Voter registration books will close Tuesday, July 12th, and remain closed until after the August 2nd primary. Those 18 or older as of the next election must register in order to vote, and registration can be completed in person at county clerk's offices with online options through the Kansas Secretary of State. Lorna M. Kraft, age 83, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Graveside service is planned Thursday, 10 a.m. at Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Guests are asked to meet at the Circle in Blue Rapids and follow the bus when it arrives about 9:50 a.m. Christy Anders, funeral home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lorna Kraft. Judith A. Judy Bourne, age 81, of Centralia, passed away Saturday. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at the West Centralia Community Church. Visitation is planned Friday, 6 until 8, at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Judy Bourne. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, a biscuit, sweet potatoes, sliced beets, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow one's a casserole, a muffin, pea salad, and rosy applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With prices going up, maybe you want to make your nest smaller. With clean 1- and 2-bedroom income-based apartments available now, you can't miss out on what the Waterville Housing Authority has available. Fill out an application on their Facebook page or contact Lisa at 785-363-2239.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, look for increasing cloud cover with high temperatures working up into the upper part of the 80s. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies will drop back to a low of 62. For Tuesday, abundant sunshine working up to a high of 86. And for Wednesday, still lots of sunshine, highs reach 90. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 73.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 111. The average low, 69. And the record low, 51. Sunset this evening, 8:55. Sunrise in the morning at 6:10. Mostly clear and 73 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 11th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance and TV Store have a large selection of in-stock furniture, appliances, and TVs from major name brands like Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, Purple Mattress, LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, and Amana. Washer and dryer sets start at $9.98. Large selection of freezers, all sizes, starting at $1.99. Ashley reclining sofas, choice of three colors at $5.88, all in stock and shipped free to your door on everything $2.99 and up within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Pro Football Hall of Fame revealed 54 candidates who are one step closer to being enshrined in Canton as seniors, coaches, or contributors, including four members of the Kansas City Chiefs organization. The Hall of Fame announced on Thursday that wide receiver Otis Taylor, coach Marty Schottenheimer, general manager Carl Peterson, and scout Lloyd Wells will have their candidacies considered by two different committees. With just over 50 days before the first Saturday of college football, the Big 12 media voted on the preseason standings after a 2021 campaign that saw Kansas State finish 8-5 with a blowout win over Louisiana State University. The Wildcats found themselves in decent standing, predicted to finish 5th in the conference. Kansas, on the other hand, found themselves predicted to finish last. Their 2021 season ended with a 2-9 record, though they did have a 57-56 overtime win over the Texas Longhorns. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network. Sports.
Everyone knows Prairie Bend Casino and Resort gives you more ways to play, like more adrenaline-pumping action at our table games and slots, more delicious ways to indulge at the award-winning Three Fires Steakhouse, more ways to relax in our luxury hotel and soothing courtyard hot tubs, and more bragging rights to earn at Firekeeper Golf Course. Yes, Prairie Bend Casino gives you more ways to play and more reasons to stay.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's always been difficult for cattle producers across the nation, but this year has been especially tough. As halfway through this year, Oklahoma State University Extension livestock market economist Daryl Peel says the first half of this year has been especially challenging for beef cattle producers compared to previous years.
We started the year with having kind of turned the corner from a cattle price standpoint. Prices have been above year-ago levels, but we've been waiting for some other pieces to fall in place in terms of feedlot production and that leading to beef production. And we haven't really seen that happen yet. So our annual expectation for beef production in 2022 is for a decrease from 2021's record level. And yet in the first half of the year, beef production was still up by about 1%.
He says despite that, he expects a decrease in beef production for the second part of the year.
That means that we're going to see some things a little bit different here in the second half of the year. Namely, cattle slaughter has to decrease. Well, of course, we're watching carcass weights too, and they have come down to about equal to year-ago levels. They're following a seasonal pattern pretty close. But it's really the slaughter issues. Cow slaughter continues to be elevated. That's drought-related, clearly. It started last year, has continued into this year, and that'll probably continue for the rest of the summer at some level.
He goes on to say the real key is going to be the fed steer and heifer slaughter, according to him, who says steer slaughter is down this year as expected, but offset by the heifer slaughters, which remains elevated because of the current drought.
The drought has kind of moved around regionally, and we've seen this before. It goes all the way back to 2020. The drought started in the southwest part of the U.S. 2021, it was really focused on the northern plains and the northern Rocky Mountain region. That's improved somewhat up there, but now it's much more severely in Texas and parts of the southern plains.
That again was Daryl Peel, livestock market economist from the Oklahoma State University Extension Office. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Japan's longest-serving leader and former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe died after being shot at a political campaign event late last week. U.S. Grains Council commenting on his passing is a great loss for the country. Ryan LeGrand is the USGC President and CEO. He said Prime Minister Abe, a leader in many ways, including growing trade between the U.S. and Japan. He continued the long, close relationship between the U.S. and Japan that goes back further than the first office that the council opened in Japan in 1961. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said his organization deeply saddened by the death of Abe. In addition to being a strong, reliable ally of the U.S., he said, he was a true champion for free trade. Hallstrom added, especially the leadership in advancing the U.S.-Japan agreement, which was a major victory for American agriculture. Hallstrom also called Abe courageous and relentless. a coalition of almost 100 ag organizations calling for the prompt confirmation of Doug McCallop as the chief ag negotiator in the U.S. Trade Rep's office. In the letter to the U.S. Senate Finance Committee, the group highlights McCallop's deep knowledge of the food and ag industry and the institutional, regulatory, and trade experience he has. The groups also note McCallop has experience necessary to tackle some of the most pressing trade policy issues that the industry is facing. The groups of associations sent the letter endorsing McCallop include much of the food and ag sector. It's responsible for about a fifth of the country's economic activity. John Bode, president and CEO of the Corn Refiners, said Doug McCallop an excellent nominee for the critical role of chief ag negotiator, especially the U.S. needs to increase global trade and secure greater market access for U.S. products. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning, Dennis Enrichs, Beatra 77 Livestock. It's a Monday with a 10 o'clock start. And to get started, I've got good news in the cattle business on Wednesday. Cash markets 144 to 149 with a 232 in the carcass. So certainly was a good feel this week. Well, 10 o'clock start, high noon, into the hay department we go with the alfalfa squares. 168 second cutting, alfalfa 40 first cutting. In the grass department, there's 40 squares. In the brome, there's 269. In the round alfalfa, 6 first cut. Round alfalfa, there's 10 first cut. In the round brome grass mix, there is 10, and they average 14.46. In the bred cow department, certainly got nice cows here today with Heldon Snoke and Dave Carlson. Certainly, certainly good cows, folks. So, in the Snoke side, there will be 5 first calf bred heifers to calve in September. 14 cows are going to range in the 3 to 8-year-old guys, and they're due September 1st. 2 Red Angus bulls. Dave Carlson at Syracuse has 10 black of very good bred cows. 6 to 9-year-olds are going to be bred Black Angus or Black Sim Angus calving in September. Now, we will pull a preg and a mouth on those here this morning. They will sell at 12 o'clock. Right behind those is 2 black families, right around that 9 years old. You've got a July 6 bull calf on one. You've got a black 175-pound male calf on the other. So they will be following there at 12 o'clock noon. And the feeder cattle, folks, it starts with Daryl Tissell's 10 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 600 out of Firth. Troy, you're out of Seward's, got 7 black steer and heifers, 6.5 to 700. Norvin Boer from Adams has got 19 black and red steer and heifers, yearling soft grass, weighing 700 to 800. Harper Willard out of Walton, I should say. 30 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 5,700. Carr out of Sterling's got 5 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 400. Althaus out of Eagles gets 6 black baldy steer and heifers weighing 5 to 650. Alex Salamos out of Dillers, 20 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 550. Eldon Ideas and the boys got 10 black heifers are going to be yearlings are going to weigh 700 to 800. Bill Harder out of Grab Orchard has 26 red white face bull and heifers. They're going to weigh 700. Bob Gett in Nebraska City has 11 black and red bulls, and certainly catch a few more calves here today. But give us a call, Tanya Rick or Danny at 223-3571. And certainly keep in mind that you can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneers page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
The seeds of a productive fall garden quite literally begin now. We share some midsummer planting advice from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 11th, the 192nd day of the year. Actress Sally Wood celebrates a birthday, and 19-year-old George Herman Ruth made his major league debut on this day in 1914. Industrious gardeners know that July is a good time to plan for your fall garden. If you have broccoli, cauliflower, or cabbage transplants, you can set them out now. It's also the time to sow seeds of bush and snap beans, radishes, carrots, beets, and turnips. Here's some advice to help those cool weather veggies survive July heat. Plant them an inch or two deeper than you did in the spring. The best time to plant is just after a rain shower. As for the rest of the garden, hydration is the biggest challenge in July. Most plants enjoy deep but infrequent soakings rather than light sprinkling. There is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine 73 this morning, with highs in the 90s ahead of a cold front approaching later today. Could bring temperatures down a few degrees Tuesday into Wednesday.
The Yankees aren't invincible. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. After rallying from down 3 runs in the 10th inning the night before, the Red Sox found themselves down again. With his team down 2 in the 5th and a runner on, J.D. Martinez looked to even things.
So J.D. with a chance to cut into the lead even more, and he swings and drives one to right center field deep. Back goes Judge to the bullpen wall. Gone!
The call on WEEI, Martinez's home run, was part of a barrage of 9 straight runs. The Bo Sox rallying yet again to win 11-6 and earn a split of the 4-game set with the arch-rival Yankees. Shortly after learning he was left off the All-Star roster, Freddie Freeman had a big day. With the Dodgers up on the Cubs, he looked to give them breathing room in the bottom of the 6th.
1-0. Freeman with a shot to left center field. Morrell going back. He's at the wall. He looks up, and Freeman hits it out.
The call on Dodgers radio, AM 570. That blast was part of a 4-hit game, and the Dodgers' 11-9 win over the Cubs. The Braves can't seem to lose these days, and Austin Riley can't seem to make an out. After already producing 2 of Atlanta's 3 runs, he stepped up to the dish in the 12th with the game tied.
Swung on, hit to left field, base hit. That ought to do it. Dansby around third. He's going to score, and the Braves win it in the 12th.
The call on 680 AM, The Fan, Riley's 3rd RBI of the day, sent the Braves to a 4-3 victory and a sweep of the weekend series with the Nets. Up next, the Braves host the Mets for 3 starting tonight. NBA, after clearing waivers, Danilo Gallinari found a new home, signing with the Boston Celtics. It's a 2-year, $13 million deal, including a player option for year 2. Hours after winning Wimbledon, the still unvaccinated against COVID, Novak Djokovic, said he is planning to skip the U.S. Open unless United States restrictions on entering the country are eased or he is given a medical exemption. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
KNDY.
Down, caught it, don't know how. Felt something lift you up a little bit higher. 6 for the win and the crowd goes wild. Ain't nothing better than a hometown choir. Between the dirt and the sky, don't know when or why. Miracles arrive. Call it what you want, but I know the truth. Angels in this town. A funeral, should have been a fire. Woke up head on 90 miles an hour. Missed that truck by the skin of your teeth.
What if I told you about my little nothing town? The two-room house where I came from. The man that I got my name from. I don't even know where he is now. What if I told you sometimes I lose my faith? I wonder why someone like you would even talk to me. What if I told you there's no fixing me? Cause everybody's already tried. Would you stay?